right, everybody, welcome, 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 welcome to another show of Soccer Radio. It is August 11th, 2008, and I am your host, Johnny Ventura. Thank you so much for tuning in. My goodness, what is going on over at Carson City? My goodness. I you know what? I don't know. I guess I just keep hearing this famous words going down the hall. You're fired! Shake up over at the Los Angeles Galaxy. Big news release today that was sent over to all the media, including yours truly, Soccer Radio, Johnny Ventura, from the immediate release department over there at the Los Angeles Galaxy. Looks like head coach Rude Gullit said, adios, gracias, ya no quiero más, yo me voy, claims that his family cannot get used to the Hollywood life out here, and apparently a little friction there between him and Lexi Lawless, that's been going on for a while. So the president of AEG, after Rude Gullit put in his pink slip, I guess he walked down the hall, made the left turn, and walked through the golden doors of Lexi Lawless and gave him that look and said, thank you so much for all your time, but I'm going to have to give that seat and that desk to somebody else. So Lexi Lawless was fired right after Gullit said adios, and guess who's waiting in the corner? Kobe Jones. Good old Kobe Jones. Kobe Jones is now their interim coach for the Los Angeles Galaxy. Unbelievable what is going on over there. I was shocked. But I wasn't shocked that it happened. I was shocked of the timing that it happened. I expected all this to go down at the end of the season. I didn't think it was going to happen now. And just to my surprise and to the staff here, and I called a few of my friends in the media, and they made their phone calls very quick. 20 seconds said, hey, we're on this story too. Just amazing. It's amazing. So we are going to dedicate tonight's show. Did I tell you, by the way, you're tuning into Soccer Radio? Yeah? We're live on the bbsradio.com and the World Wide Web. This is the only, the first radio that is dedicated to youth club soccer in Southern California. Did I tell you guys that? Anyways, I'll tell you that right now. So we're dedicating our show to the banter of the Los Angeles Galaxy. We also are going to dedicate this hour of show of you calling in. Listeners are welcome to call in, and I'll give you guys a number in a minute to give us a call. The call is toll-free, by the way. If you want to shout out to your team, you know, the season of Coast Soccer League is about to start. And that, I believe, the 6th of September. It's the first weekend after Labor Day. It's always been that way. So the season's about to start in a couple weeks. Teams are starting to get their players together. Players are starting to get stronger. The coaches are starting to realize what type of talent they're going to have on the field. Parents are probably sweating it out because they're starting to pay their final club fees in and realizing that they got to keep hitting that ATM machine. So things are just rolling around here in club soccer. So you want to give a shout-out to your team. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to see what you've been doing during the summer, what type of tournaments you've been playing, and you know how well you did, and what players you have, and how well your coaches. You want to shout-out to your coach, your parents. So, hey, and also the phones are open for the banter of the Los Angeles Galaxy. All right, here are the numbers, guys. 877, remember, this is toll-free, 877-876-5227. Or you can also call toll-free at 888-815-9756. Once again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Log on to our website. If you didn't catch those numbers, log on to bbsradio.com/soccer radio. It has all the information there on what's going on for tonight's show. It has the numbers there. Also has our email and our penalty room. If you want to log on to our penalty room and head in there and also type in some questions or comments. SoCal Soccer Forum. Dom, once again, stepped it up. Took it to the next level for all members. If you are a member of SoCal Soccer Forum, okay, that's SoCalSoccer.com, he has created a chat room. Now, this only works for members. How to become a member is basically it's for free, but you've got to sign up and, you know, put in your email address and get a special password and all that stuff. So that takes if Dom's listening, it could be done in 5 minutes, but I don't know if he's back from work yet. So, but anyways, SoCalSoccer.com/forum. They have a chat room, and that is open during soccer radio time for the hour for anybody who wants to ask questions or talk about the show or put in some comments or things like that. So thank you. Thanks a lot, Dom, over there, for not strictly creating the website strictly for us, but for allowing Soccer Radio to use your chat room for any comments or questions. All right? So once again, give us a call. Want to talk to you. Want to hear about your teams. Want to see what's going on. Come on, folks. We tried this one time about a month ago, and I got quite a few emails in telling me, oh, you know, we were a little embarrassed and shy and this. Hey, come on, guys. Just get on the air. Pick up the phone, actually. Give me a call. You'll get on the air. It's just very simple, and we'll talk about the Galaxy thing. We'll talk about your team. I know there's a guy out there that basically wants to talk about the Chelsea, the girls' team. I believe it's the girls' under-10 Chelsea team. Love to talk to coach or the manager and find out what's going on out there with this team. The show's not strictly limited only to Silver Elites and on gold and premier. It's limited to everybody in Southern California, all the club teams in Southern California. So, all right? So give us a call, and we'll talk to you. We are going to take a short break and pay some bills, and we're going to come back. Hopefully we've got a couple people on the line here, and we'll banter a little bit about the Los Angeles Galaxy and about your team. You're listening to Soccer Radio. We appreciate you joining with us on Monday. We're broadcasting live out here in the San Fernando Valley on the World Wide Web of bbsradio.com. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. This is Soccer Radio.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on bbsradio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
We love BBS Radio.
the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Soccer Radio. We're broadcasting live on bbsradio.com on the World Wide Web. I'm your host, Johnny Ventura. I am here every other Monday throughout the summer to bring you top-notch information about what's happening in club soccer, youth club soccer in Southern California, and, of course, behind the scenes whenever we get breaking news from the MLS or the PDL or anything that's happening out there. We will be broadcasting. We will be going back to original broadcasts once the season starts for Coast. We're looking forward to be going back to broadcasting every week because I know once the season starts, things are going to be picking up, and we're going to be looking forward to doing some things live with coaches and players and things like that. So looking forward to that. Another thing is that we are going to be one of our shows, actually, Coast starts September 6th. And September 8th, I believe, that Monday, right after the weekend of Coast starts, we will be broadcasting live in a certain area out here in San Fernando Valley. I don't want to give you the name yet because we are in the process of getting the paperwork taken care of and you know, and getting all the red tape taken care of. But it's at a pizza joint out here in the San Fernando Valley. The crew is going to be out there. I'm going to be out there. We're going to be broadcasting live. You know, this will give you a chance to come in live and sit down and have some pizza and be on the air with us. And we'll have some special guests coming by and all that stuff. So anything that we can do to promote the show and get the show out there and get you guys to listen to Soccer Radio. If you guys have any ideas, just give us a call here at 818-340-6509 or send us an email at soccerradio@gmail.com. All right, well, today's show is dedicated to you fans. This is the time to get you guys to call us and get in live and talk to us about your team and what's going on with your coaches and your teams and getting them ready for Coast. And, of course, so we're going to be battering, about the Los Angeles Galaxy shakeup that's happening on and off the field. Numbers to give us a call here is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. These are toll-free numbers. You can log on to our website, bbsradio.com/soccerradio, and give us a call. You know, don't be shy. I realize, hey, if nothing happens tonight, guys, so what? I got a mouth here to keep us going for an hour, so I'm not worried about that. I realize the show is going to take a little bit to get it broken into, but that's the fun of it. That is the fun of it, man. And once it happens and everybody starts to get involved, this show is definitely going to take off more than it is now. And we're very happy to have this show. So we realize things take a little time, but it can't be done without you guys. It can't be done without the soccer fans, without the soccer community, without the coaches and players and parents. So go ahead and give us a call, and we'll talk some more. If you haven't heard, if somehow you were on your way home or you just were not next to a computer, or you haven't received a text message from a friend or somebody in the media or something like that, the president of AEG just decided to clean house today. Timothy J. Lewicki, if I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, president and CEO of AEG, decided to, once he found out that Rudy Gullit put in his pink slip, his walking papers, because he claims that his family cannot get used to the L.A. life, the Hollywood life. And there's more than meets the eye here. So apparently that's what he was quoted on saying, that just can't get used to it, and he needs to do things for his family, and his family comes first. And because of that, he has resigned as the head coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy, and to spend more time with the family and basically to decide in the future what he will do as far as he plans to ever coach again or be involved in the professional soccer community at all. And then Lexi Lawless was given his walking papers today from Timothy Luiki. He's gone. So and then Kobe Jones is now the interim coach. He's taken over. You know, I'm a little concerned about that. I mean, Kobe's a great guy. I interviewed him a couple times for when I was working for a Latin TV station in South America when the season started out here in 96. Media just came out here, just incredible, did some stuff out here, and games were at the Rose Bowl, and had a chance to interview Cienfuegos and El Tanque Hurtado and Kobe Jones. So we did a nice little interview with Kobe outside the parking lot. We were actually on our way home. We already did all our work, and Kobe was out there with some friends, and he was just kicking around with a couple girls and a couple guys. They're just basically playing mini soccer out there, man, you know, your little micro thing out there in the parking lot. And I kept looking, telling my cameraman, you know, Paul, I said, hey, that looks like Kobe. You know, dreadlocks were in back then, you know, and sure enough, it was Kobe Jones. So, boom, turn on that light, make sure we got enough battery, make sure there's enough battery in the microphone, and asked him for permission for an interview, and he said, sure, why not? So we had a nice 15 to 20 minute interview. It was just when he fresh came back from playing in Brazil, and we talked about that, and we talked about the Project 40, the P40 project that for players and all that stuff, and we talked about how they're doing shootouts and all that. Remember those nasty shootouts? Oh my goodness! Anyways, we talked about that, and he gave some insights on his feelings about that and all kinds of stuff. So it was a nice little interview with Kobe about, and it was nice to interview him. So I was real happy about that. But now that he's taken over this job as an interim coach for the Los Angeles Galaxy, I mean, he's got basically an international superstar on that team. Is Beckham going to be able to listen to Kobe's instructions? Is that going to be able to happen? I mean, I don't think it should be a problem, to be honest with you. Beckham is a professional, and I really don't think that's going to be a problem. But you never know. You never know what's going on over there. I mean, you know, the Galaxy were doing extremely well. They were in first place. Then they just went on this slump of losing seven games in a row, just a seven-game losing streak, man, and brought them down to fourth place. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think the front office needs to stay out of the coaches' hair. I mean, that's why you hire coaches. Am I correct? I mean, if things don't go right for the season, the coaches are the first ones to get canned. I mean, that's the way it is, right? They're the first ones to get canned. You know, you can't clean out your entire roster, so the first thing you do is you go to the coaches quicker, you can bring somebody in. So, I think that's what's happening with the Raiders. You know, Al Davis sticks his nose in too much, you know. How many coaches has he been through? So, I think Lexi had a little ego thing there, and he needed to kick back. So, all right, we got our first caller, man. I'm excited about this. So, caller, are you there? Let us know what's your name, where you're calling from. Go ahead. You're on the air with Soccer Radio.
I'm on the air. Yes, my name is James. I'm calling from San Jose, California.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
I said my name is James.
James, how you doing, man? San Jose, California?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Is this your first time you're listening to Soccer Radio?
It actually is. May I ask you a question? Where are you broadcasting out of?
I am broadcasting out of Los Angeles, San Fernando Valley to be exact, in a city called West Hills.
Okay, that's good. My friend told me about your station, so I thought I'd check it out. I like it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
And so I take it you are a San Jose Earthquake fan.
Yes, I am. I do follow soccer quite a bit. I had a comment about David Beckham in particular. I think, you know, I don't know what the hell is going on with that guy, but he never was very good. I never really liked him very much. I think his wife's not very good looking either. And I think basically the problem is this guy came in, tried to turn the whole thing around. He hasn't really done squat, and I think he's a complete joke, and that's about it. Thanks a lot.
Are you still there?
I am.
Great. Well, don't hang up yet. Don't hang up yet, man. You know what?
Okay.
I had the same question. I had Eric Winalda on the show about a month and a half ago, and we talked a little bit about Beckham, and he kind of cleared up the situation. Beckham was not hired, was not given a scholarship. Was not given a contract for his playing ability. I mean, he is not the best player in the world. What Beckham does out here is that his charisma sells tickets. You know, he has the number one selling jersey in the world. When he was at Manchester United...
Excuse me, I really got to use the restroom. I had some bean burritos, but I will be listening in my bathroom. Thank you.
James, thank you for calling in, man. You can hit that restroom right away, buddy, because we certainly want our guests feeling good and sounding good. So, James from San Jose, you know what? Thank you so much for calling in. But I'm going to fill in a little bit about that Beckham issue thing, James. So go ahead and turn up your computer then and keep your door open when you're in the restroom so you can hear me, all right? Beckham, as I was saying, was not really hired to as one of the main honcho guys out here. He was hired out here to start soccer, to bring soccer, to put it on a pedestal out here. And I think he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job so far. You know, can he keep up? I don't know. But the guy certainly sells tickets. The first year that he was given the contract out here, everybody, including the Los Angeles Galaxy's percentage of ticket sales went up. All home games went up. So whenever the Galaxy was, you know, flying over to Seattle or flying over to Houston or DC and all that stuff, ticket sales went up. They went up tremendously. So, you know, is he one of the greatest players? I don't think so. But the guy sells tickets. I enjoy watching him. I know my wife does, but that's a different issue. But the guy has charisma, man. Back in 96, Galaxy had another major guy who had charisma and sold tickets and worked the fans, and it was just an entertainment. He wasn't the best goalkeeper in the world. He wasn't the best goalkeeper in Mexico, man. I think we know who I'm talking about. You know, Jorge Campos. This guy comes out with his colorful, you know, jerseys and shorts and that, you know, it's entertainment as well as a business, guys. And that was one of the reasons why also the Galaxy had that guy out there. That guy did tremendously well for the Galaxy in selling tickets and things. And of course you needed to have, you know, the veterans and good players of the Pibe Valderrama and, you know, Marco Echeverri and Dante Hurtado, Cienfuegos, man from San Salvador. You can't miss him. I mean, an icon out there. So, James, thanks a lot for your calling, buddy, from San Jose. That was real nice of you. I hope it wasn't put on call, but I hope you weren't just my neighbor behind me over here. But if you're from San Jose and you're listening to Soccer Radio, thank you so much. Give us a call, guys. Come on, man. We got to get some more calls in. I appreciate it. The number to call again is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Talking about the Los Angeles Galaxy shakeup, what happened today. You know, I've always wanted to know, like, I mean, this is the general manager that got fired. I mean, somebody big, somebody has a big office, somebody that has a lot of furniture, a lot of books, you know. I mean, probably needed an incredible amount of U-Haul boxes to empty out his office. How does that go? I mean, this is a guy who gave out, you know, instructions and to all his people out there. Now this guy is gone, and he's got to walk down that hall, and is his secretary going to carry his box? I've always wondered how that works, man. That must be incredible, somebody in that position to actually leave. And I mean, you just got to think about that. And then this guy just has to pack all his stuff. You know, on the next morning, Tuesday morning, you go in there, you know, it's just nothing but crickets sounding in that office where he used to be, and then, you know, the new general manager is going to walk in. So it's just something you think about. Something you think about, just to let you know, man, that nobody's safe at, no matter what position you're at. And being a general manager or coach, unless you're the owner, you know, pretty much nobody's job is safe. So 877-876-5227. Give us a call here on Soccer Radio. Love to talk to you. We want to talk about your team too, guys. We have half an hour of the show. Half an hour of the show is already gone. It has disappeared on us, and we haven't talked to anybody in club soccer out here and want to know what you're doing and what's going on with your team. Let's talk about the U.S. Men's Olympic team. I'm sure you guys are following that. They had a rough start before the opening ceremonies, and then tied against Netherlands 2-2. Netherlands scores that tying goal with just seconds to go. Just totally ruined the 3 points for the Nats, and so they had to walk away with one. But I heard now that even if with a win or a tie in their next game, I think it's against Nigeria. I could be wrong. They had advanced to the next round. So hopefully the Nats will do well, and we're looking forward to that. I wish that they show more soccer, man. They're not really showing any soccer. And if they're showing soccer, the games are not live. They're like hours and hours pre-taped, you know, and you got to stay away from the computer. You got to stay away from the phone calls. You got to stay away from the news or the TV. Otherwise, you're going to find out what's going on with the scores, and then totally blows it for you. So now I'm going to try to get a little pro about that, just not answering phone calls that I don't know about or not answering text messages or things like that. So hope the Nats advance. Now we're looking forward to that. Also, if you're into international club news, Overmars comes out of retirement. He comes out of retirement. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, in the MLS, Taylor Twellman, apparently was, going to be transferred, and he's not interested in the transfer. Taylor Twellman's staying put. Fabio Capello, obviously, the new, coach for the England, is predicting that, England will be in the 2010 World Cup. I think that's not much of a prediction, Fabio, but I think they'll be there too. We'll see what happens with that. But things are just not looking good in MLS right now for the teams who were dominating. DC United just got killed by the Red Bulls. Red Bulls, San Jose, good old James team over there in San Jose. Red Bulls and San Jose are probably one of the two worst teams in MLS. And then San Jose beat the Galaxy a couple weeks ago. That was a home game for San Jose. And then DC United just takes a pulverizing loss to the Red Bulls. And that was tough. That was tough. What's going on? So. You're listening to Soccer Radio, and you're with us still. We'd love for you to give us a call at 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Give us a call. Let's talk a little bit about your club. Talk a little bit about your coach. If you're a Galaxy fan, I'm sure you have a lot of questions. Some of you who are Kobe fans have sent emails in that you guys are happy that Kobe is the head coach, and you're looking forward to him moving on from interim position to a full-time position. So we'll wait and see what happens. So he could turn it around, but you never know. We'll just have to wait and see what's going on over at the Galaxy office. We're going to take a little break right now for about a couple minutes, and we're going to come back and hopefully get some calls in, okay? You're listening to Soccer Radio on BBSRadio.com. I'm Johnny Ventura. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. We'll be right back.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time. Just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil, he knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So so much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Do it to me. Do it to me. Do it to me. Do it to me. Themselves away in the magic they had found. Every night they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Nothing unusual, well no big event. Only time, the way that it was spent. They missed the signs to walk away. Circumstances made them stay. Much too late to break away. Oh, they flew so high. They lifted off the ground. And they loved themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Soccer Radio on the World Wide Web over at bbsradio.com. And my name is Johnny Ventura. Thank you so much for joining in and tuning in and checking us out. We had one caller tonight, memorable call, James from San Jose. If James was from San Jose, but hey, you know what? I don't care if his name was James or Lula or whatever, but thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it. You had a question about David Beckham. Apparently he's not a Beckham fan, but you know, so what? This is what the show is about. This is what today's show is about, bantering. Give us a call, man. and let us know what you think about your club and about how things are going. And even if you're a player, we'd love to hear from you. You know, this is your chance to give a little shout out to your teammates, a little shout out to your coach, or maybe just tell us how well you've been playing over the summer and how many goals and things like that. So give us a call, and it's a toll-free numbers, and they're 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. So those are toll-free numbers, and we have our engineer Seth ready for you. Just take those calls, and it puts you live here on Soccer Radio. We were talking about the Los Angeles Galaxy, about certain things that have been shaking up on and off the field, and certainly is breaking news over here in Los Angeles, and we're just going to have to wait and see what next step is for the Galaxy offices to do with that coaching position to be filled. Galaxy have had quite a few coaches at that position. Let's see if I can remember some of them. Steve Sampson. You had Steve Sampson. You had the guy from UCLA. Oh my goodness, I'm getting old, man. My memory's not so good anymore. A guy from UCLA that coach. Also, here's a trivia for you. All right, here's a trivia for you. Who was the first coach for the Los Angeles Galaxy? The very first coach that stepped on that field, the inaugural season in 1996. Who was the first coach? All right, if you call in and give me a correct answer to that, I am going to send you a Soccer Radio T-shirt or a club T-shirt from some of the clubs that have sent us shirts here. Give us a call and let us know who was their coach in 1996. 877-876-5227, and see if you're correct. And then once you're correct, I'll handcuff you on the line and keep you for another 10 more minutes, and we can discuss on all the topics that we're discussing tonight. Things are just moving along here on SoCal Soccer Forum. People are just in the chat room. You can log on to SoCalSoccer.com and see what is being said, asked, or commented about basically the Galaxy thing. Things are just going on here. The people are asking about the Kobe, if he's going to be the full-time coach permanently. We don't know that. You know, I certainly think that if he does a good job, they might offer to him. Kobe might not want that, man. He might not want the responsibility. Maybe he likes to sit back, you know, in the corner there and become the assistant. And, you know, it's a hard job because he knows a lot of those players on that team. You know, he's good friends with Donovan, you know. Knows a lot of players on that team, man, and once you start putting that coach's hat on, things change. Things change. They really do. You know, can the players look at him as a full-time head coach? As an interim, it's a different story. You know, will Kobe want that responsibility of coaching the Galacticos? I mean, they're certainly not doing well right now, so that's another thing too. So. It's tough, man. It is tough. It is tough to be a coach in any sport, professional sport. It's just extremely, extremely tough. Something that came in here in the email that I wanted to share with you. We were talking about the CSL season starting September 6th. CSL is just growing and growing. We have the breakdown here of how many teams are playing in each bracket and how many teams are registered for that bracket and how many new teams have come aboard for that age bracket. For example, you got boys under 9, okay? You have 105 teams playing. That's 105 teams playing for the 2008-2009 season. 96 are new. 96 teams are new. You got 83 teams for girls. 79 registered of those 83 are brand spanking new. brings us to a total of 188 teams for playing under 9, boys and girls, and 175 of them are new. Boys under 10, you got 116 teams, 46 are new, 97 for girls, 45 are new, a total of 213, 91 are new. I mean, I'm looking here, and it looks to me that the age group that grew tremendously is the boys 11. I'm sorry, the age bracket for under 11 and the age bracket for under 13. 129 boys teams are registered to play U11. 52 are new. 115 teams are registered to play in the girls 11. 49 are new. So that brings us to 244 teams registered. Out of the 244, 101 teams are brand spanking new. And then the other group that beats everybody else, which is the U13, age bracket for U13, 163 teams, 57 are new for the boys, 148, and 47 are new for the girls, 288 total, and 104 teams. Brand spanking new with a total of 311, not 288, so that's 311. So, and if you combine all the teams, whether they're new or old or whatever, Coast has a tremendous total of 2,456 club teams will be playing for the 2008-2009 season. 711 are brand new. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me just tell you, Coast making some money there. You know, you're looking at $450, $475 a team to play Coast. Take that $450 or $475, times that by 2,456. That's how much they brought in. So, they're doing extremely well, Coast Soccer League. We're going to have a representative from Coast, hopefully, with us on Soccer Radio. We did contact them over there, but my producer contacted him. He doesn't know much about when club season starts, you know, but he contacted him at the wrong time. He contacted him, basically, 2 weeks or a week and a half before the deadline from Coast. You don't contact Coast around that time. They're going ballistic, man. Bernie Towers, you know, Karen Sparks, all those guys over there, they're going ballistic around that time. You don't contact Coast Soccer League before the deadline. After the deadline, you wait another month, okay? Then you start to contact them. Then they start to calm down. You know, they don't need to take their little uppers anymore. They're cool. So that's the time to contact Coast Soccer League. So hopefully we're going to get somebody from Coast out here and talk about the league and talk about some new adventures that are happening and what can be done with this something that I'm not real happy about, that they don't recognize clubs unless they have 5 teams or more, 6 teams or more, you know. So everybody cannot be independently owned anymore. If you're new, you got to either play under someone's umbrella, or you got to create your own club and call yourselves XYZ and bring in some teams in to associate with you, so Coast can recognize you as a club. But I think they do that because there aren't that many fields out there, man, you know, and I think they feel more secure that clubs with 30 teams, 25 teams, and so on, have facilities for their home games and all that. So Coast, I mean, sometimes worries about these independent teams back in the olden days, a couple years back, that would register, and next thing you know, they don't have fields, and there aren't enough fields to go around out here. Surprise, but there aren't enough fields to go around out here. You'll drive down the 101 or the 118 or any other freeway around here in Southern California, you'll see some lights up, man. It looks like Field of Dreams, but they're actually baseball fields. Baseball fields with green from the eye can see. Beautiful green, looks like a pool table, but there's nobody playing on them. But the lights are up. So, it's a shame. It really is a shame that there isn't more soccer facilities out here. So San Fernando Valley definitely needs one, but I don't know where they put it. It's just a community out here that has grown tremendously. There's just no room unless you're heading over to Oxnard or Camarillo or Bakersfield or maybe out in the desert like Lancaster has their facilities out there, or San Bernardino. So, we could definitely use some more soccer fields out there. That a lot of teams are forced to use parks, and they're getting kicked out of parks, you know. They're forced to do that. It happens, man. You always see these signs, no soccer allowed at the parks and things like that. And what can you do? What can you do? And schools now are starting to get smart and realizing that, hey, they can start charging money for their permits to use. Back, you know, 2-3 years ago, any club could get a free permit at a school, at a high school to play, you know, as long as you had insurance, as long as, you know, everything was dotted, you know, and all that stuff. And took care of the red tape, you were able out there to practice on a field. But now the schools are realizing how much money in club soccer is, and how much money these clubs are making, and they just want a piece of the pie too. So you got schools out here charging money now for teams to either practice on their field or teams to hold their home games during the league season out here when COS starts. And then unfortunately you got teams can't afford to play club soccer, so they dismantle because, you know, they have to go under someone's umbrella, and some of these clubs are at a high cost. I want to give a shout out to a couple teams out here in club soccer that have been just teams that I've known for about 4 or 5 years, started at bronze, and they're just moving up. One team that comes to mind, it was every time they played our team, the team that I was coaching, it was like a clásico. This coach, it's Boca Juniors, out here from the San Fernando Valley. Started as a bronze team 3 years ago. He's now playing gold, boys 14. And Walter from Boca Juniors, just doing a tremendous job out there, keeping the boys together and developing them and doing things right. So our hats off to Walter from Boca Juniors. For the boys under 14 goal team. There you go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's a team right there who basically is an independent team. Has moved around, played in San Fernando's umbrella, have played in Guadalajara's umbrella, don't know if they played in North Valley Soccer Club's umbrella, but right now they're playing in Select out in Santa Clarita. They're the goal team for Select Cities out there in Santa Clarita. That's what they're doing to stay alive. And the parents are dedicated. The coach and the trainers are dedicated. Walter is one of the coaches out there, and our hats off to them. Another shout out to Sharif Sainz. Who has opened up his club out in the east side of Los Angeles, CZ Elite. Who Sharif, some of you in the soccer community know, he is one of the main founders for Barcelona out here for the club team. Him and Walter were the founders of Barcelona, and Sharif went on his own, opened up his own club, and is doing extremely well. And his club will be playing for the first time under his name, starting September 6th. So a shout out to them. I'm just going to give a shout out here to a lot of coaches that I know. Brian Moran over at Simi Valley Chivas. Brian, who's the vice, the assistant president over at Simi Valley Chivas, is doing extremely well with his girls team and his boys team. I know he had a problem there to try to keep his boys team together because they just keep moving him all over the place. It's hard to keep teams together, man, when they're young. Let me tell you, it is. So Brian over at Simi Valley Chivas, shout out to you. You're doing a good job out there. A shout out to Christopher McGinty from the Boys Under 14 Bronze from Real, California. My son, who was on vacation from his club for about a month and a week, guest as a loan player for Real, California, and Christopher was nice enough to open up the doors for my son, and the boys out there were extremely nice to treat my son extremely well. So I thank you guys out there, and Karen, who's the manager out there, thank you so much for opening up your doors to my son and allowing him to be part of the Real, California family for that weekend of soccer. Actually, for that week, because he also practiced with you guys for a week and played the tournament, the Islands Classic out there with you guys. So thank you so much for making him feel at home. And obviously, like you said, if things don't work out with his club, with his team for the following season, things will, he will, your team is definitely the one he would love to play for. So thank you to that. Who else we got here? We, Eric, oh, why not, man? Eric, when all those guys, obviously when he was on the show a couple months ago, he, has academy out in Camarillo. That is through Real California. So, he and Joe Carver, Coover is a, are doing extremely well out there, putting on all kinds of clinics and camps. And so you can log on to RealCaliforniaSoccer.com to get more information about the Wimalda Academy. Matter of fact, I spoke to Eric earlier today around 4:30. I gave him a call and wanted him to come on the air to give his point, you know, give his insights of what he feels going on over at the Galaxy. And he could not. He is in deep in the middle of it. So he had no comment, and he said, John, I'd love to, but I'm sorry, I can't. And we honor and respect that. So thank you, Eric, for trying to come on the air. And he would have been our special guest tonight, finishing up the last hour of the show. So shout-out to Eric. Shout-out to everybody out there, guys. You know, going to take this time. We're almost off the air in a little bit, and I want to wish all of you a successful season. Have a great time. Coaches, please don't forget that, and parents, that this is for the kids. You know, development is not just strictly on the field, but development is off the field. And the kids do notice how parents act and coaches act. And so let's not forget that it's for the kids. Unfortunately, throughout the summer when my son was playing tournaments, you know, we saw certain things happening with coaches and parents and things like that. But it's a shame. It really is a shame. But, you know, if parents would just put their egos aside, and some coaches would just put their egos aside and let the kids play, kids can develop, kids can adapt, kids can gel, kids can bond wherever they are. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. And have some confidence in your coach. Have some confidence in the team. You know, you may not take home some hardware at the end of the season, but you know what? It's all about development. And if you're pushing your kid extremely hard now, you're just going to wear him down. You're just definitely going to wear him down. And I speak from experience, from a coach of 18 years and plus. I've seen parents out there just totally wear down their kids, and the kids just don't want to deal with the sport anymore. And it's really a shame. So, well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in for my monologue this hour. hopefully, we get some more calls in, man. And I realize that soccer radio is going to take a little time to get it going, but you know what? I'm going to stick with it. But you guys are going to have to help me out here. You're going to have to help us out here to get it going. We are appearing at some of tournaments, giving out flyers and having our booth there and you know, handing out stuff. We were at the Islands Classic, giving out some goodies and stuff like that. And I heard that we might have it in the budget the end of the year of having a soccer radio van. That would be awesome. Awesome, man. To have a van, just basically cruise around practices, cruise around clubs, and just honk and start handing out stuff and basically have a crew there and start interviewing players and bringing back the tidbits and throwing them on the air, talking to coaches and things like that. I think that would be a tremendous thing to do. So well, we're looking forward to that. So hopefully we'll have that in the budget by the end of the year of having a soccer radio van. And who knows? We'll be coming maybe to a field bill year, man, near you. And hopefully that'll be soon. All right, well, on behalf of myself, Johnny Ventura, and our interns here, Becky and Monica, they're waving, can't see them. They were lonely at the phones, guys, they were, and Seth, obviously, you know, probably fell asleep or is reading or something like that, so he was waiting for your calls. Our engineer, Seth, thank you so much for listening to me blabber for a whole hour. You've tuned into Soccer Radio. This is Johnny Ventura. We're on bbsradio.com. We will be here the following Monday. Just log onto our website the next few days, and also don't forget to hit to the SoCal Soccer Forum. We have a blog there that we always put information on what's going on with the show and things. We're going to be broadcasting live out here in Simi Valley. San Fernando Valley at a cool pizza joint out here. I'll let you guys know in a couple few days exactly where that's going to be. So we're just basically make sure that contracts are taken care of. We just don't want to announce that, and next thing you know, it just doesn't happen. So, but it will happen. It will happen at a pizza joint, one or the other, okay? And we're going to be broadcasting live there. We'll let you know. Come on down. Have some food with the family. Come be on the air. Come get some nice surprises. We'll also have some certain surprise guests stopping by the show to go on the air and sign some autographs and things like that, okay? Well, this is it. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Soccer Radio. I'm Johnny Ventura. We'll be here not the following Monday, but on the 25th of August. We'll be here to talk more about soccer in Southern California, youth soccer, and what's happening in Southern California. Log on to our website at bbsradio.com/soccerradio. Email us at soccerradio@gmail.com. That's soccerradio@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments, or if you want to be part of the show, or you want to come on down and be part of the show. We'd love to have you, man. All right? All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Little ones, go to sleep now. Enjoy your practices tomorrow. Everybody stay healthy. Coaches, make sure your players are healthy. Make sure their nutrition's in them. Let's have a successful season. We're looking forward to September 6th. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's no life for me unless I get up at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning to make that 8 o'clock game. It's no life for me unless that happens. So thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. This is Soccer Radio. Good night.